Welcome to the FTS BetSlip Podcast Mindset Series. The aim of these episodes of the FTS BetSlip Podcast is to build up a library of sound mindset advice that you can access anywhere and use to help you on your betting and trading journey. If you are new to this Mindset Series of podcasts, then please make sure you go back and catch up on any previous episodes that you may have missed. Each podcast will also have a written blog version to go alongside it. That is on our website, ftsincome.co.uk. And some of the episodes will also have an accompanying YouTube video on the FTS Income channel. So please make sure you're subscribed to that so that you don't miss any of the informative videos. Good luck, and I hope to take you on a profitable journey with your betting and trading activities. One thing, if you do enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. Hello, and in this episode, I want to talk about the power of compounding. It is a phrase I'm sure many people have heard. I'm sure it's a phrase that many people perhaps have tried to use, and perhaps it's a phrase that people don't really understand. So I'm going to try and unlock some of that today in this episode. And for me, compounding, it is sort of the secret to success in trading and making decent money. But for me, for you to fully understand it and operate it, I think it's success in personal growth. I'm a great one for, I think if people want to genuinely make money gambling, and I think, you know, that's the first question that people need to ask themselves is, are they doing this to genuinely make money? Are they actually giving it their all to make money, or are they just playing at it? From my experience of dealing with people, I would say that most play at it. And again, it's always that driver. Money always is the first driver. But I think if you are genuinely interested in doing this seriously, you need to kind of do a life audit. And compounding in your personal life, personal growth, I think once you start to introduce it into your life, then the actual application of it in life and then taking it into trading becomes much smoother and a lot easier to understand. So in the world of personal development, the concept of compounding, it plays a pivotal role. Whether you're trying to strive to increase your wealth or improve your life, understanding the principles of it is the key. And I'm going to try and explain it using sort of life examples as well as financial examples. So compounding basically it's a financial and life principle that involves the process of earning interest or returns on an initial investment or effort in life matters, and then reinvesting those to generate further gains. You know, people will sort of refer to it as the snowball effect or making your money work for you. But the magic really of compounding lies in its ability that you can take small, consistent investment and turn it into substantial gains over time. And in life, you could take small initial effort and you'll feel the benefit down the road. So if we look at it in personal development, and as I say, for me, it really is an essence of, if you want to do this properly, both things working together. Compounding applies to acquiring knowledge and skills. And by dedicating a small amount of time each day to learning and building a skill, you can gradually become better at your chosen field, whatever it may be. You know, when I practice golf, all those days of practice, they built up on top of each other, compounded, to produce a better golfer at the end of it, so that it always proving it. And whatever thing that you try and approach by adopting that, whether it's to be for you career advancement or increased earning potential, whatever it may be, healthy habits, regular exercise, balanced diet, you can compound over time to improve the overall picture, your overall well-being. Small sustainable changes, again go back to sort of goal setting, result in increased energy, longevity, better health. Investing time and effort into building strong relationships with friends, family, colleagues, that yields better emotional support, better networking opportunities that significantly, genuinely significantly benefit your personal and professional life. And when we do our training, when we do our little one-to-one training camps or groups of eight that Dave and I do, we always don't just do gambling. We start with getting a picture of where those students are with their life, goal setting, and talking about all this sort of stuff, because it does improve. In the realms of personal finance, of course, it is a game changer. Beyond gambling, beyond traditional investing, compounding applies to everything that we can do with finance. Regularly setting aside, an amount into a high savings account or into a stocks and shares ISA, over time will lead to a significant financial growth. One of the best bit of advice I was given was in my 20s to get in a pension. I wasn't in a job that had a pension scheme, but to get into a pension. And I'd advise any of you with kids, get your kids putting even a small amount in a pension from as soon as they can, from 18, even if it's only a five or a tenner. They've got 30, 40 years of compounding on that money to go. So, entrepreneurs reinvest the profits back into their business, which leads to bigger business, leads to increased revenue, the ability to hire more people. So, in effect, compounding it is everywhere in our life. So one of the first things, and the thing that I, even now for me, time management is really crucial in achieving these personal and professional goals. That's an area that I'm poor at still. I make work for myself. I sort of make work and then I try and look at ways to make it shorter, and that becomes a big but. So that's it. There's a technique called the Pomodoro technique, which involves breaking work into focused intervals with short breaks. And that's an example of compounding, time compounding, by consistently allocating concentrated work periods. So for me, those people I talk to, I have now much better concentrated trading periods rather than just sitting there all day. You can accomplish more in less time, leaving room for other things, leisure time, further personal development, whatever it may be that you want to do. So we can apply this sort of buzzword, overword of compounding to everything that we do. So quite simply, in financial trading, compounding, as I say, it's not limited to traditional investments. You can put it into tradings. You could take option trading, reinvest your profits from that to gradually increase the size of contracts and things. And over time, that will lead to higher returns while managing your risk. I'm sure that algorithmic traders in the city, where they've got computers, vastly powerful computers based on predefined rules, I'm sure they use some form of compounding where those profits then get reinvested to enhance that trading algorithm's, base capital, if you like, and increase returns. In sports markets, betting exchanges such as Betfair, we differ from traditional finance in several ways. Obviously, we let opinion come into it. We need to find a way to identify what events we're going to bet on. If you take things like, for example, in-play trading, bets are placed when we've got knowledge of what's going on while an event is in progress. And we can adapt our stake sizes based on what we know prices will be, and lock in profits and minimise those losses. And then as we win, that compound those stakes up. And one of the big things to get rid of, get in your head, is initially it's that basis of starting small. And that's the thing, because people don't, you see the benefits of compounding after you've been doing it for a while and that money's grown. But everybody's in a rush to get everything so quickly that starting small is the bit that doesn't appeal to people. But it is, you've got the risk of losing money. For me, a lot of people miss the risk of missing opportunities, and that sort of desire to be rich quicker be right all the time really stops people feeling the benefit of if we compound stuff. So, you know, what one of the things I sort of try and get across to people is it's not how frequently, particularly in football trading, it's not how frequently you are right about outcomes. I think people spend their far too much time trying to be right about an outcome. But it should be about how much you make when you are right and how much you lose when you're wrong. And they're the two that you've got to control. And the one I keep talking about is the Kevin Kelly method. Kevin is compounding. He's got a simple method that, you know, we developed a few years ago now. He is applying it. And as he wins money, he's reinvesting that money in bigger stakes. So he's seen growth, but he's seen small growth. But as he keeps going, you get another 2-3 years down the line, his stakes are going to be at a stage where it will be life-changing money to him. You just keep doing the same thing, it will be life-changing money. But you've got to go into it. You know, he started, what is it, 700 odd days away, so 2 odd years ago, you know. Again, it's that five-year window, that five-year project where all of a sudden his stakes will make a massive difference to what we do. But by constantly reinvesting those profits from one match into subsequent matches, you gradually increase stakes and your confidence and your skill will grow. One of the things I talk about is specialisation, niche markets playing a significant role in what we do. When we're diving around all over the place in this quest to win money all the time, we're probably going to fall down. But if you get into, you know, Kevin's method, home wins only, that's the only market he looks at. Some of the new stuff I'm having developed is adapting that. You know, I'm a great one, you've got to keep improving. That's what I try and do. People say, why do you change things? Why aren't you doing, you know, you gave us this method, are you still doing it now? Why not? I'm always looking to improve what I do. I'm always looking for that better edge to stay ahead. I'm looking for better time management. I'm looking for to be able to get trades out quicker, all those things. So I'm compounding my efforts, if you like, to make my end better. And then hopefully out of that, I can then make other people's lives better because I get it to a situation where I can share more in a simpler fashion and get people to do it. And specialisation is really key in that. You know, it's a really key thing. I think that people don't, that's one of the things when I see people, they're football traders one day, they're cricket traders the next day, they're try and in-play horse racing the next day, then they're trying pre-match racing. They're not, they're not giving themselves time for any form of success or compounding to work or take place because we're jumping around. So managing your emotions, you know, compounding your mental resilience, steadily working on emotional control, decision-making skills. I've built up an immunity over time to results because I've compounded all that knowledge that I've had, all my mistakes that I've made, and I've made loads, I've compounded that to a situation now where I've got the ability to handle pressures of sports trading and trade successfully, where I can have 20 grand on a football match now, and I'm not thinking about it day in, day out. You know, I had 20 grand on a match not too long ago, and somebody said to me, how can you watch that? Because that's an effort of compounding and a result of compounding over time that I've done to improve how I handle it. And somebody said to me the other day, and I do believe this, as we were talking about the I was talking to an FTS member about the stresses of handling winning and losing and you know, ultimately, there's only so much I can say. So in this series of podcasts, you're going to come to a natural conclusion and there's not really much more to add. Everything is there from my knowledge and other people that I've used to sort of share with you. But at the end of the day, it's just words. That's all it is. It's just me talking, you guys listening, and whether you decide that it's rubbish or you want to implement some or whatever. But the key word is implement. If you don't implement anything and compound on that, nothing is going to improve. But somebody said to me the other day that they've listened to all the podcasts, great, this and the other. But until you actually go through the bad runs and that, you really don't understand the game. And then when you come out the other side of it, and you see actually this does happen and things do start to win again, you're in a better place. And I agree with that. You know, that's a life education. Whilst it's trading, it's a life education of going through that downswing, living it, seeing how it works, staying in the game, which is the key financially, to come out the other end and managing all the emotions that go with that. But that is over a time of compounding. So that person, when they started, I think they thought they were going to win loads very quickly. They've had a 2-3 year period where they've sort of bobbed along, had a couple of really bad losing periods, but to be fair, haven't given up. They've then seen those losing periods come back into profit. Over that time, they've settled on what suits them better. So that doesn't suit our life doing it that way. That doesn't suit our life doing that way, because they may have kids or whatever. And they come out the end and go, actually, that can do that. And I've lived all through that. And I wouldn't be where I am now if I hadn't lived through that bad run. And I think, you know, you learn more about yourself in bad runs than you do in good runs. But compounding that emotional sort of ability over your whole life is, that's it. So, you know, people who come into this new, you know, you begin by learning the basics, market dynamics. I talk about that, actually understanding the markets. You then, it start with a small bankroll. And that's one of the big things. Start the small bankroll to experience and minimize risk. Avoid the temptation to risk large sums of money early on. Practice and analyze. BetAngel's got a practice mode. Use demo accounts, low stakes, paper trading, whatever it may be that enables you to learn. There's no right or wrong way. I see people poo-poo paper trading. It's a perfectly acceptable way to understand how things are going on. But you analyze what you would do, learn from your mistakes. You then get into this implementing a strict bankroll, which we've talked about, and management strategy. Allocating a bankroll, not betting more than you can afford to lose, using stop losses to limit potential losses, whatever it may be. You obviously adapt a strategy, so you decide what you're going to do. And for me, most people, I say, you know, get one going, get one strategy going. Then you, as you're doing this process, you're developing that emotional resilience and discipline. You're understanding more about the markets, what you're doing. And that'll avoid the impulsive decisions driven by fear or excitement of trying to win too much money. You know, equally, both are equally destructive. I think it was, Taleb, again, go back, I think it was Taleb who said it's not how frequently one is right, it is about what happens when you are right, how much you win. So all those sort of things really are a development of compounding all that knowledge of markets and things into an end product where you can do the lot. So we'll get into the financial side in a minute, but you know, financially, people like Warren Buffett, who, you know, most people know, legendary investor, he's a prime example of compounding. He started investing at a young age, consistently reinvested his profits leading up to this outstanding wealth. Now, obviously, in sports trading, there will be a ceiling because of how much money you can get on and things, but it is basically the same principle of compounding that money. When we look at skills compounding, you look at professional sports people, you know, Serena Williams would be one for me, I think. You know, when she came on, the shadow of her sister, but she has just, again, sort of compounded her skill over time, her physical conditioning, to probably be the best female tennis player that's ever lived. But constantly putting work in. You get, you know, one of the things I always admire in sports people, you know, and very few of them do this, Tiger Woods was one, Nicholas, Hendry, is the top guys. I'm talking about like the top half a percent. They know they're good, they're winning, but they still go out and work on their skills. They don't settle back. You know, there's sportsmen who settle back, and sport pays so much money now, it gives them a comfy living and they don't really push themselves. It's that, again, that the people like Woods and that go out, and Serena Williams, you know, they know they're good, but they consistently put that work in to improve. Again, looking for that little 1%, 2% increase, compounding their skill all the time to get better. And, you know, and that's what leads to longevity and success. You know, exactly. It doesn't matter what you do in life. You can see it. Once you start to look for it, you can see it everywhere. It is absolutely everywhere in life. So, you know, we're lucky. You know, whilst I dig out things like sport, sorry, about social media, we're lucky in the fact that the digital world gives us so many opportunities, and obviously betting on a betting exchange is one, and it is a massive advantage now with the ability we've got to do things quickly, technology, and data analysis and things, the stuff that I'm having developed for myself, again, all to make better, both in personal development and trading. So if we want, you know, if we look at personal development, simple things. If we want to read more, you know, we start by, I've read 106 books so far in 2023. I've looked this morning, I've got a picture so I can put that up from Amazon Insights. I've read 103 books in 10 months. I didn't sit down at the start of the year and go, I'm going to read 103 books. I started years ago, reading something every single day. You get streaks now. You can see it on those of you who've got Kindles or Kindle on your iPad or whatever. Like, that's how I read. You know, I do, if I'm going to sit by a pool, I might take a real book, but I do most of my reading on Kindle for iPad. And I read every single day. I'm absolutely gutted if I miss a day. It's become a habit. You know, James Clear, Atomic Habits, every book everybody should read. It's become a habit. It wasn't a habit to read 103 books. It started off reading 4 or 5 minutes before I went to bed. I've got a TV in my bedroom. If I go back 5, 8 years, Sam used to go upstairs, turn the TV on. I'm not a great TV watcher, but she'd find something that we both might have an interest in, or whatever, might be the movie. We might watch a movie over 3 nights, whatever it may be. We watch half an hour, go to sleep there. Our TV in our bedroom, I'd say in the last 5 years, if it's been turned on now 10 times, I'd be amazed, because I sort of said to Sam, look, I don't really like the TV. I think it wakes me up, doesn't it? There, I'm going to read. And she said, well, I'll read as well. So we just started reading 4 or 5 pages a night. That's turned into now we both read every single night, and it's grown. So now I'll read for half hour, 45 minutes a night, maybe an hour, depending on, you know, I literally read until I fall asleep. I read and I can feel my eyes getting heavy. I'm almost dropping my iPad, and I think that will do. Sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's an hour, hour and a half. But it's just started off being something. If you wanted to lose weight, again, a little bit every single day. Look at how you're going to do it, a little bit every day. If you want to get up earlier, one of the greatest ways to free time is get up earlier. You know, particularly kids. I lament kids who lie in bed till 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock. But it's not, oh, I'm going to start getting up at 5. Set your alarm for 10 minutes earlier and get up on your alarm. Forget the snooze button, smash the snooze button. Take it off, but go, right, I normally get up at 8, I'm going to get up at 10 to 8. Then I'm going to get up at 20 to 8. Have a week of getting up at 10 to 8. Then have a week of getting up at 20 to 8. Have a week of getting up at 7:30. Get it back to 7 o'clock. You've gained 7 hours a week. You've gained 7 hours. That is compounding. You've done it in a way over a series of weeks where you've just got up 10 minutes earlier. And all of a sudden, you've got an extra 7 hours in the week to do things. You know, and if you want, you know, I'm not saying everybody should get up at 5, but if you want to make it 6, then you just do exactly the same. So it's not this shock and awe. You know, if you want to walk 10,000 steps, just getting up and going, I'm going to walk 10,000 steps today, you probably won't do it. But look at what you do now and go, right, if I do 2,000 steps a day, I'm going to do 2,500, add 500 on, then I'm going to do 3,000. You're compounding. That's all you're doing all the time. It's the same word, exactly the same. When we get to staking in football betting, the easiest way for me is I've talked about this, we use a percentage of a bank. So I'm going to talk solely about football trading now. And the first thing is to accept that you're going to start with a bank. Obviously, we're going to make it bulletproof, and it's going to be a small amount that we are going to win. That's the first thing that you need to accept, that if you've got £1,000 and you've got you're going to risk 1%, it's a tenner. Now, betting a tenner, you know, obviously you've chosen your method, and for me, I tend to bet around even money. So betting a tenner, I'm going to win a tenner on a winning trade, I'm going to lose a tenner. So it's very much slow, slow, slow. When that bank, you know, and you've got to pick a time period. You could do it daily. So whatever my bank is, at the end of the day. So let's say you've won 2 points, you've now got £1,020. So 1% of that now is £10.20. So your stake would be £10.20. I don't tend to do that because I don't want to be changing every day. I tend to use BetAngel and I adjust my stakes, but I do it on a monthly basis. So £1,000, my aim in my head is to win 10%. I'm not saying that we win 10% every month, but that's my aim over time, to average about 10%. So my £1,000, I win 10, it's £10 a stake at 1%, and there might be some bets where I'll have 0.5%, so my max is 1%. I then get to the end of the month, or 30-day period, or you could set a 50-day period, doesn't have to be calendar months, whatever you want, 30 days from when you start, and go, right, what's my bank now? You might have made £1,080, so your stakes for the next month become £10.80. It doesn't sound much, you're putting them up 80p, but you keep doing that over time, and you do it over 3-4 years, and you operate like that, your stakes will be up in the high £1,500-£2,000 using other people's money. And that's the key part of it. So you've got to be, one of the joys of doing it this way is as your bank grows, your stakes go up, but you're using other people's money, and it's not a sudden leap up in stakes. It's not like, oh, I've been doing £10, now I'm going to go to jump to 100. All the time your stakes are gradually increasing. There will be months, of course, you don't win, you know, don't think that there won't be, and there'll be a little hiccup in the road for you. But All I do then is I don't put my stakes down. I don't want to do all my winning at one level, all my losing at a high level, and then lower my stakes. So we just keep going, and then every 30 days, have a look, what's the bank, put your stakes up. And if you keep doing that over a period of time, genuinely, provided you've obviously, you know, we all comes together, as I say, everything comes together. How you live your life will come into it. The strategies you choose will come to it, and how you approach your betting in general. If you're diving around doing loads of different stuff, you've got next to no chance. You know, I see this every single day. I see people changing things, diving about, not giving things enough chance, over filtering, all the things that I've talked about. I see it every single day of my life. Every single day of my life, people contact me about gambling. Can you look at this system? I'm doing this. Can you have a look at that? All the time, you know, Kerry will back this up. Requests for time far exist the hours available, no matter how much time I create by compounding and getting up earlier, whatever it may be. But all I see are exactly the same mistakes every single time. And those mistakes are, without a doubt, driven by the fact that people want far too much money quickly. Now, if you start with £1,000 trading as a target to win 10% a month, so from month one, you've got £1,000 to turn it into £1,100, and accept that you're not going to do this every single month. But if you did, after 36 months, that £1,000 would be about £28,000, and you would be looking to win, if you're winning 10%, £2,800 a month. That all of a sudden, 30, 40 grand a month, makes a difference to people's lives, but it would take you 36 months to get there. If you keep going from there, by the time you get to the end of the fourth year, you'd have about 88 grand, 80, 90 grand, and you'd be winning 8, 9 grand a month. That is how you can go about it. But accept that obviously, well, you're going to have losing months in there, you're not going to be flying all the time, but to win, you know, if you break it down again, we start with £1,000, we want to win £100 in a month, which for most people just seems nothing, but that's our target in effect. You know, we've got to have this sort of rough target in my head. What am I looking to grow my bank? You know, and a lot of it will, again, you know, everything comes together, will depend on how much you stake. I'm not Ian saying I can win £100. It all depends how your approach to betting. But if you've got a sensible approach to betting, and that's your sort of rough target in your head, £100 a month over 30 days is winning £3 a day, winning a cup of coffee a day. But most people, if you save them, win £3 a day. I'm not saying it's easy. It's quite difficult to do. And it's quite difficult to do starting off at small stakes. First thing you ought to convince yourself is that you can win regularly. But When you do, but if I say to somebody, "Win £3 a day," when I talk to them, I see their face drop. I see their face go, "Oh, yeah, well, what's the point in that?" Because it's not enough. There's not enough buzz in it. People want that buzz from gambling. But you know, if it's £10,000, it's £30 a day. £30 a day for, you know, on average, a lot of money. But it is that accepting that it's a slow start, and in the early years, it really is about small money. And why I like it, because people learn methods. People can learn without this massive risk. You've actually just got this £1,000 you're staking small, and you're just nudging along. But all the time you're learning. You're learning how markets move. You know, I put in a written blog last week, saw somebody trading the correct score market last week. Didn't even know how the market worked. Had no idea how the market worked. Didn't know that it doesn't close. Once the score line, once 1-0, you know, they back 1-0 or laid 1-0. Once it got to 2-0, obviously it can't be 1-0 anymore. How come I haven't got my money? I don't even know how the market works. So, unfortunately, people want to pigeonhole topics. And I'll just teach me how to make money compounding. Everything has to come together. And for me, compounding is more, yes, that's the financial thing. We start with 1,000, we win some money, we increase our stakes with that money. That's basic. It's really simple. It is really simple to do in talk about. In practice, it's hard because of all the things that go with gambling, strategy, emotions, that. But if you can start to get your life in check, you know, take that long-term view with everything. You know, people who lose weight, oh, I haven't lost any money, I haven't lost any weight. I've got people on FTS talk to me about losing weight nearly every time I speak to them, and all I get, I'll be frankly honest, is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. I've managed to keep my weight pretty much exactly the same as a 50-odd-year-old guy now for 10 years, and I do it by adapting exactly the same principles. I still eat pretty much what I want. I go out and have a drink now and then, but when my weight gets to a level where I think that's now getting too high, I kick in what I've learned over time and get it back down, lose weight relatively quickly, and get back to a stable weight without doing anything too radical. But most people who want to lose weight, oh, I'm 15 stone, I want to get down to 11. Oh, I've only lost £2 this week. It's all a bit dull and boring. Move on. People, you know, I talk to people about reading. I talk to people about hours waking up. All these things, it's exactly the same principle. You know, that book, The Slight Edge, that I've talked about. If you look at it in small chunks, small manageable chunks, it doesn't matter whether it's gambling, weight loss, getting up earlier, walking further, reading more. It is exactly the same principle. And that's why I say, if you can't get those factors right in your life, and you've got to be serious about wanting to do them. You know, I'll go back to what I said at the start. I just don't think enough people are serious about wanting to improve. It's easy to say it. There's so many easy things to say. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to walk more. Actually go and do it. Not very few people prove to me that they can do any of this, because ultimately they don't really want to. They, I don't know whether they're saying it to keep other people happy. I don't know whether they're saying it to try and trick themselves, whatever it may be. My mum, every week a diet was starting on Monday. It got fed up hearing it. Every Sunday night as she was shoving a bag of Revels in, yeah, I'll start my diet tomorrow. Well, no, you won't. You won't, because until you actually do make some effort, it's just words, it's just nonsense. And this is exactly the same. Until you understand in gambling that big money comes from starting with small money, and really learning the ropes and going through those periods of good times, bad times, but settling on a strategy that suits you, setting on stakes that suits you, the stuff we've talked about in previous episodes. You know, you've got to, if trying to do this and laying at odds of 7, if that beats you up every time, don't do it. What is the point? Or if losing, you know, I had a conversation with a couple of guys yesterday, losing 10, 15, 20% because of the way they were betting on a really bad day. They couldn't handle that, right? So how do we go about avoiding that? You know, let's look at your betting setup. Well, that's when you can look at your betting setup. This is what we're going to do and avoid that, because we don't want, and again, most gamblers, the bad days are so bad that any progress doesn't get made. You want to stay in the game, learn the game, move along in small increments and see where it takes you. And if you compound every month, take that £1,000 bank, increase it, you know, pick a time span to go, right, that's the day I'm going to increase it. And it doesn't have to be calendar monthly, whatever it may be. 50 days time for me, I'm going to see what I've got. My aim is to be 10% up. You're not getting 10% in the bank on that, by the way. No matter what you know, interest rates up a little bit now and they'll probably stay where they are. You're not getting that in the bank. 10%. How am I going to do it? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to execute all the things that we've talked about. That right now I've got £1,100. Now my stake is £11. Woo, whoopee woo, bit boring. But you keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. 4 or 5 years time, you know, Kevin Kelly will be staking big money in 4 or 5 years time and making life-changing money doing one method, very selective. And that basically is how I operate. But I have a load of methods. And one of the hard things for me is sharing people. I probably share too much. I probably should just say, right, I'm only going to share that. And we'll do that and keep doing it. But people then get bored and it's not good and drop out. So then you end up just doing it for two people. And I think, well, I'm wasting my time doing it for two people. We do need to get some in. So I can be as guilty of it as anybody. But I'm driven, for a lot of it's driven for me by the people I'm dealing with. And that's why I come down for me. As an FTS person now and looking at what I want to do, I want to work with serious people. I want to work with people who are really, really committed to improving their lives. And the power of compounding is basically, for me, one of the keys to life skills all around. With everything that we do, and it's not for me to tell anybody how to live their lives. And I, you know, whilst I can maybe come across as that, it really isn't. When I actually work with people, I'm very much, how do you want to live your life? And I try and help them in that direction. And I'm lucky that I've got quite a lot of life experience. I've had really hard times, good times, brought kids up, had trouble with them. So I've lived through a lot of scenarios. You know, I had a father who's gone to prison. All these sort of things I've lived through. So I've got, you know, I'm at an age now where when you're in your 30, you think you know it all. I'm telling you now, when you get to 50, you really realise how little you did know. But I've got quite a bit of that. So I can, when people say I want to do this, I can help them. But a lot of it will just come with exactly the processes of compounding. Right, let's not try and do massive change. Let's start here and do small things. And obviously I can apply that to gambling because that's my field. But I do believe, you know, keep repeating myself, it is in this field of life-changing, you know, how you approach it. And if you're erratic in your life, I would almost certainly guarantee you're erratic in your betting. But most people with betting, it is that. The two things, it's that wanting to be right. Can't get people to get over that. You don't need to be right. We're trading movements. And it is that desire for quick money. And that probably is the biggest killer for people, because they just start off with this, you know, go back to the very first episode, to this expectation. They start off with this expectation in their head, which is far too ridiculous, not achievable by any means. It's just not achievable. And then they start off, and when the reality hits them of that expectation, they drop out and think, well, I'll go and do it this way, and go through exactly the same process again and make all the same mistakes and just keep doing it. I can't win in the lay the draw market, so I'm going to go and do over 2.5 goals. Oh, that didn't work. I'm going to go and, you know, Andy Richmond does lay the back horses. I'm going to do that now. Steve Williamson does pre-race trading. I'm going to do that now. I'm an expert on darts, so I'm going to do that now. And nothing actually any goes anywhere. Where for me, get your life sorted, determine what you want to do, get a strategy, you know, listen to the pods, blogs, go and do them, and then, right, put some money aside that isn't affected anywhere else, accept a timeline of 4 or 5 years, and build towards it. And that's when your compounding of your stakes will come into it. Over time, I'm slightly different with trading. Trading, I just use a percentage of a bank and let that bank grow. And I can draw some money out and reset it. It's still the same. I'm going to take 10 grand out. Well, I'll have that. My bank's now back down to X figure. It's 1% of that until we get back up to this figure where I want to draw some more money out. Fixed odds, slightly different, as I've talked about. I set my bank. What is the absolute worst case scenario? Bomb proof. When my banks increase 50%, I'm going to increase my stakes 50%. Again, I'm just compounding. I'm just doing it in a slightly different way. So I hope you've enjoyed this one. I've got more stuff to come, and I'll be back with you in another episode soon.